This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 19, where three best friends and Robert get together every couple weeks. Talk about what we like the most. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, I can see that. But it's working out. It's working out. Yeah, you're doing all right.
19?
Yeah, 19. Because 18 was the last episode.
The last episode
of 18.
Of 18 Rama.
Is that like an Egyptian god?
So this episode, Robert's got a little thing with his lady friend.
Fat pig.
Yeah, they curse too much.
Yeah.
You got a filthy fucking mouth, Robert. That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
It's on the
podcast. That's
50 Cent, baby.
I'm trying to explain it.
Well, keep going, baby.
Because that was an example. Give us more examples.
I don't want to know more.
Okay. Well, okay. And then we decided what was our favorite concert and what was our first concert.
No, we still got to finish talking about Bat Pig.
Well, like, they get the gist of the Bat Pig.
No, we didn't. No.
All right. No cussing. Yeah. 50 Cent per cuss word in the pig for date night.
Decided to help Robert and his lady.
A charity cause.
Robert apparently doesn't care about her because he didn't cuss at all.
Yeah. Good job, Carrie.
I'm upset with you.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. All right. You can start off like that.
We all curse for you.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out.
Help us help you. Say a bad word.
You ain't got to say no bad word.
Do it.
That's the point, is not to say a bad word.
Do you have a separate bet with her who says the least amount?
No.
Then what's the point, then?
The point is not to...
Oh, my God.
To talk about our favorite concert and our first one.
No, don't try to...
No, we're moving on. We're done.
So, every time... We brought this into the podcast, and if...
We did not bring anything. You brought it up.
Yeah,
this is your doing.
Robert had permission to curse during the podcast.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take that away.
Because he's a mean person.
I love you.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's
fair. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Help us help you.
And you're just going to get Starbucks coffee with the amount of money you got to earn.
Yeah.
Until you have more.
You guys need to step up your curse game.
So that first concert of ours was great. And, our favorite one's really good, too, because it's our favorite. So.
Yeah.
But we're enough of that cuss game, please. Let's just start the show. Come on. It's a podcast, people. Start talking.
Those awkward silences.
He really wants me to say an F word or something. Fudge off. That's all you're getting. Thank you. All right.
You hear Darrell had the hiccups for half an episode?
Yeah.
It was great. But yeah, it's one of those funny moments. It's fantastic. All right. Well, anyway, game on. Game on. I'm going to take this beer. I'm out. Not exact.
No, not exactly.
By the way, the rules aren't in effect. down. Keep track of how many times you curse.
Well, I'm gonna yell you guys out on it because it's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, that's why I figured it'd be good for the podcast.
I just thought you were trying to get at my butt, you know, kind of
a little
like,
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was said it's there. Day.
I was. It, you're just a bonus on top.
I was really trying to get past the loophole and Chris got wrote for yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Chris wouldn't pick a best man. I was trying to find loopholes.
Because you know I was going to be the best man. You didn't want to accept
so, that. I think you already told the story.
Not having that conversation. So then,
I decided to be a pastor.
Yes, you did.
And
that
actually,
didn't just happen. I saved it. I saved
but
it.
But the thing is you couldn't have saved
it's
the
been
guitar.
19 podcasts. That's the only time that's ever happened. I won't.
The
touch
only
you.
Time he tried playing with
guitar. I play this thing all the time.
Yeah, he plays with guitar.
I sit here like my hand has to do something. I get fidgety.
So Chinese finger trap. Put on two fingers and see if you can get it out on the same hand.
You do it first.
What fingers?
Of course.
Thumb and pinky. Yeah. If you can't get your thumb, index and pinky.
I can get my thumb. I'll make it.
No, your index and your ring finger and your thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna break the finger trap.
It's just entertaining to watch.
Those of you
he's like, where's the scissors?
Justin's got a Chinese finger trap on his
on one hand. I bet they never thought of that going, damn it!
Oh, you got it. One, oh, one for you, boy.
That doesn't count.
That does
count.
Yes, it does.
A bad word.
You can't
does it
say
count in your whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Robert,
of all words? Yes.
Whatever you can't say in front of children, basically.
Robert, I could say, that was my word when I was 16.
That's fine.
Yeah, when you're 16.
When you're not 2 years old, though.
Have you ever heard a 2-year-old say it? It's adorable.
Yes,
when
exactly.
When Kale says it, but, Kale goes, I'm talking about the beaver dam, not the bad word. Mix it
but he,
clear. He'll
aware.
Tell you about a beaver
he's
dam
aware that it's a
and
bad
go,
word,
you know, beavers have those things. What are those things? You know.
Well, because your son
and he's
awesome.
Like, and, but he's sorry. Like, and I'm like,
my
just say it. And he's like, damn, but not the bad word, the beaver. And I'm like, I know what you're talking about, so that's okay. Yeah. He
well,
also
see,
won't say hate or stupid. So
well, yeah.
Those are bad words in my house, hate and stupid.
Okay.
Are bad words
well, I mean, just cuss words.
Yeah. My 2-year-old said it in front of his physical therapist when he couldn't do something.
At least he knows how to use it in context.
He was having trouble, got frustrated, and went, ugh, bad word.
Which is the F, S, what?
No, it was the D one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Sweet.
But at least use it in context.
Right.
He did, and I was a little proud of him for that. But I was ashamed because I knew that was all coming back on me.
Yeah.
Even if you never cussed a day in your life, you know that would have somehow come back on you.
Yeah, well, I cuss a lot more than
like a
does.
Sailor.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's social lubricant.
That, and it's like two-thirds of our dialogue. I don't like
how
not being
the,
able to
the
swear.
Saying actually come about? Cussing like a sailor. And only with sailors, though.
Well, because sailors...
You have a phone, why don't you look it up?
I'm on a podcast,
I imagine.
I don't want to use my phone.
So why don't ask the stupid question?
I imagine the reason why is that the whole idea of, like, you're a gentleman on the land, right? That was a nice little ploy to try to get him to cuss, yeah. By the way. But real world, you're doing it. Don't act like you're not. You ain't slick, sir. There's nothing slick about that.
Oh, so like
that was a mental. That was a mental. This you gonna do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that was.
Big stick.
God,
jeez.
Don't insult any
that's
of us
why
with
it's
that.
It's 3 feet though. I mean, arms
it's 3 feet because it's a yard, Justin. It's a yard stick.
Stick. Oh, you'd probably turn off your phone though, because I just heard it go bloop bloop.
You're not going to be on your phone, but you're going to let it go off.
Not aware.
You know, I imagine the whole, like, being a
just
gentleman on land.
I don't care.
Prior to being sailors, they were like, they had to all be gentlemen. So when you're on a boat and you're in the Navy, you can, like, cuss like a sailor. You can say what you want because mm-hmm. you're not in the presence of a lady. You're all on the boat. It's guys being guys.
I
imagine
believe
that would be why. That seems the most practical reason.
I believe it.
Yeah. I like that.
Like, if that or, I don't know, that's when they decided to learn cussing. Like, they'd be out there, like, Keenan Peele, and they go, so I say. And then they say it, and then they're like, what was that, honey? Nothing.
No.
You know, I imagine they're out on the, they're in the middle of the ocean. They're in the middle of the ocean, and he's like, so I said, and they're like, what the, where did she come from?
I think that's one of my favorite skits.
That's
dude.
Great. He's in space. So... I said, she flying out space. Love that.
That's true.
No, I didn't even say it. I said beach.
You
I
can say sunny beaches. or, you know, beaches or whatever, you know, or I said beaches.
He said beaches.
Yeah.
Or fudge knuckers. Pronunciation
helps the listener.
And stop playing with guitar, Chris.
I almost dropped it last time.
Out of 19 times, one is better than any record Justin holds for anything.
No. I hold a lot of records.
For hurting yourself.
I don't know. Justin got the record on the basketball game 19 times a day.
Because I was beating my own high score.
Yeah, over and over again.
Nothing says high score like, hey, children! Boom! Do so, son! I'm LeBron James of this! The only two people in the world who get off going to the arcade, beating a bunch of high scores of children, knowing they'll never beat it, and walking out, being like, what? And then they're just like,
that's us.
Yeah. And you're like, do some.
Then you drop a whole thing of tickets.
When we used to do bumpers all the time back in the day, because we'd go catch a movie and we would do the matinees, we'd do double features, catch the first movie, take a lunch break, then go down to bumpers in between the movies, and we would do like a 45-minute gap. Yeah. Just to have time to go down to bumpers, spend like $5 a piece, get the jackpot on all the light games, and all any jackpot we could, take it all and then just leave them on top.
Or just find some little kid.
I always found little kids.
Yeah, like little kid with a.
I want to go see.
Yep.
Like a parent or something, and we just hand them like 100, 200 tickets, and they just make their day because they have nothing else. Like.
I used to love when adults would give me tickets, like, because we go play, you know, if you got the season pass at Riverfront Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go.
You go down inside.
You get like $1 worth of tokens and go play in the arcade.
Then you get to see, like, one IMAX movie a day or something like that.
Yeah. You get, like, an IMAX movie and all the
watch whales.
I kind of like those IMAX movies. Those were legit.
The volcano one I saw, like, 3 times.
Or the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of those IMAX movies.
Yeah.
I remember seeing all those as a kid.
Yeah.
I always thought
I remember because it was before I really enjoyed learning that I would go. You'd go and
it was an unconditioned way to hang out.
Well, yeah, but they would do. You'd go there, and I was like, "Oh, we get to see cool stuff." And then it would be like,
"Justin, don't get his fingers stuck."
Yeah, he is too. You know what that would do to his psyche?
It's not like you can.
It would turn into you.
And that's not good.
Justin, get his fingers stuck in there.
He has to put 2 fingers in there on each one.
We'll see if he can figure it out.
Yeah.
Obviously, none of you can see, but my youngest son, Jimmy, is joining us on the podcast because, well, apparently he likes hanging out with his dad, and he's kind of silly. So, there's one. Oh, got it out.
Yeah.
Really? Not a fan of it now?
He does not like it. It caught his finger. I must destroy this.
You are like your Uncle Justin. Yep.
Burn it down.
I can't have it. Nobody will.
You are to Finger Traps what your uncle is to the game of Risk.
Hey, I've never lost a game of Risk.
Yeah, but the world did every time, Justin.
That's one time. I've been pulling one time a lot lately. And, gonna
and then you're bleeding out, and they go, one time. Boom! Lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like you brought up the incident when I was stuck a knife in your leg. I think earlier it was.
That was a lot more than one time.
I was stuck one knife in his leg.
And the fact that. Okay, here's the thing though. You can stab someone, that's still called assault. You don't get to go to the. When they go, you go to court and they go, you stabbed him and you can't use. It was one
statute
time.
Statute of Libertation was gone by now. Because, you know, that was what?
It's not the Statute of Libertations.
7 years ago.
Have another drink, Justin.
Yeah, because we don't have the Statute of Liberty Tations here in America land.
America.
Bringing everybody up to speed. Justin was throwing knives at Chris and myself. Well, mostly Chris.
Yeah.
Chris wears shorts in a kitchen, even though he wasn't supposed to.
I live on the edge.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's how you got a knife stuck in your leg.
No, it's not. It's that my friend threw a knife in my leg. That's how that
you
happens.
You were covered behind Bertha, and then you walked out and...
I did not walk out. I was standing still.
He was trying to show you.
You conveniently threw the knife going, you know, you can get hurt that way. No, you can't. Yeah, you can. Watch. Whack.
It's just like when you lunged at me with a bucket of water. Okay?
There's a difference between a bucket of water and metal. Yeah.
I didn't do that.
No.
I did not.
Yeah,
no.
He got in a water fight.
We got in a massive water fight, and I did not lunge.
You
I was holding the sprayer. I was holding the sprayer.
No, the first time.
The first time I was holding
the
sprayer.
You had
the
sprayer.
No. I had the sprayer, I had my new phone in my pocket, and I went, hey, Justin, and Justin proceeds to take a big pot, like, what, half-gallon pot?
No, right? It was probably, like,
no, because it had the handle.
What, that big handle sauce pot?
The, just the one that we did,
Like the Easter bucket.
Like, it was, like, it was this big, it's just a metal
pot. No, it was pot. Just, that was a gallon.
Was it just a gallon?
Yeah, it was just, like, a gallon.
That's and
a
he
gallon.
Puts it in the water, and he goes, don't do it. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything, but I'm sitting there with the sprayer.
And he's, like, tempting,
I'm
like, he's like,
and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, who knows how hot that water is? Because
Justin's got
hot
soap water.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there going, and he's on the other end of the pit. He goes, don't make me. And I go, and I stop. And he goes,
no, you
don't.
Did not.
And I stop for a full no. second. And he's like, and he went, no, I did not lunge. I have a sprayer.
You have a sprayer.
There's no lunging. None. I'm holding it, and I'm like, you put yours down, and I'll put mine down. No.
No.
Boom! And just starts dumping. I'm like, I hate you. And I'm not letting go. And he's, and Steve,
his
our boss,
is hot.
Just watching us. And he's like, like, progressively
the mouth keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
The pit is now soaked. And I go, time! My phone! And I used to, remember Jinko's where they had the deep pockets?
Yes.
I go and put my hand in my pocket and
it
submerged just above my wrist. And
no.
I grab my phone and it's white and it goes, Terminator 2 style.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
That was my $30
like,
phone.
No,
that
he
was
had
a,
smartphones.
I had phones that
Chris is very
my one phone was better
about, like,
than everyone's combined.
Phone.
I was that guy,
oh.
And it was soaked. It was my own screw up. I can accept that it was a dumb moment, but
have
I just
you
remember
ever done that
it.
Again with water.
With water,
yes.
No.
Well, we
not
we
with
two
my
art,
phone in
art.
My pocket.
We had two of
no,
those.
No, not with my phone. The second one was when I went to go and jump because Steve needed me to shut the door. We had, like, the insulation above our freezer so you could get to the beer lines. And you had those doors. And Steve was like, hey, Chris, can you jump up and close them? Because, well, let's face it, I can. So I jump up, and I do, and my phone goes.
Me, Justin, or Sean.
Yeah. And they're all kind of fluffy individuals. And the phone goes, my phone comes up and out of my pocket.
Oh, no.
And hits the ground and the screen shatters.
And the kitchen went
it went
silent.
And I stood there. And I landed, and then you hear, smash. And I closed my eyes, and everyone knew how I reacted when I had soaked my phone, so they're like, we don't move.
They just, like, step back.
It was like Jurassic Park. Don't move. And then one of them had to take a flare and go, and I went, woo! And ran after the flare. It was a whole thing. But I was like, it's okay. I'll buy a screen.
Yeah.
And then I worked in silence. Because I was so mad.
How long?
It was like the rest of my shift.
I was closing.
And so when I got home, I had to wait to buy the screen and then replace it. And that's when I learned how to rebuild cell phones all on my own.
Cool.
So that was fun at the time. So I learned a skill.
Yeah.
And then
wow,
there was the fun one where I pulled my phone
you.
Out of my
Justin,
pocket.
You don't get to justify
anything.
Him. No.
Nothing.
Justifies in it, so this for Justin is right.
Stop.
Don't.
Every time.
Come on, man.
Justin.
Come on.
Just say that's, a cuss word. Just
yeah, dude. At this
make me
point,
feel tons better.
No, it doesn't wig.
There's one where I had my phone and I threw it and it here you go. Oh, he totally just played you.
No high five for Justin. You know why?
You just got played
just
by
Justin
a 2-year-old, dude.
Like how he's just the villain of this episode.
Don't.
Jay villain. You're the Jay villain.
Yes, Mr. Bond.
So when they had that water fight, I showed up a couple hours later to do my closing dish shift. I'm like, no. And I see Steve is not happy.
No.
What they did, Jarrell? Not really. Ask him!
That's how Steve communicated with people.
And to be fair, we kind of gave that guy every ulcer and minor stroke he ever had.
And so awesome. I went and changed, and we kind of had a water fight and broke Justin's or Chris's phone. And Steve's not happy with us.
Oh, man.
Steve got upset with us a few times.
We made up for it.
Yeah, we bust our ass for him every single day. Does that count?
Yeah. Keep working on it.
Yeah, that's 50 cents.
50 cents.
That's at least a quarter.
Yeah, no, dude. I was at least like. I mean, if you're gonna cuss, might as well do the F word. Like,
well, no, I didn't like. I just
I know you forgot about it, but.
But you know, it still counts, I guess. That's cool.
I mean, like,
I
you want me to forgive your stupendous, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we. You know.
So you're both at one.
Yeah, look at that. So you owe me a dollar, or no, you owe Bat Pig a dollar. That's right.
Yeah, Bat Pig.
Bat Pig. All right. The Funds of Justice.
The Funds of Piggery.
Justice.
Justice.
That's great.
Justice ain't cheap, man.
That's right.
Cost about $7 billion.
That's why billionaires need to be.
Well, $7 billion.
You either need to be born with superpowers,
be rich, a billionaire. Because if not, and you try to be a good guy, and you have, like, I don't know, let's say you make about as much as the average district attorney, you might get acid thrown in your face. So,
yeah.
Like, which happens? I mean, just ask Harvey Dent or Two-Face.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. So I did have an idea for this week's podcast.
Okay.
And it was before my awesome friends and my lovely wife got me super VIP ticket to Weird Al.
Yankovic!
Yeah. Woo. But,
September 13th.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Should be fun. It is going to be fun, Justin.
But the ticket was so expensive, they're all sitting way back.
Yeah.
And I have my lonely seat up front.
No, you have your seat with Weird Al.
No, the seat's up front, but, like, I get meet and greet and stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm pretty happy for you, man.
For me, too.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, and I know this is something we've talked about a lot, not with you particularly.
Me? Like, Robert? Because yeah, we're podcasting here?
That's why I'm pointing.
But
we're at a podcast, dude. Come on.
I'm trying.
All right. We're working on it.
Yeah.
No, he's trying something else.
I'm trying to be Justin. Get you to curse.
It's not working, obviously.
I'll get there.
No, you won't.
I got you 3 times on Friday.
Well, you won't get me today.
Oh, at the gym, dude. I was going. I was on point.
I thought, honestly. No. Me and Chris,
but
what
did he say, though? Like, what was so bad?
No,
I can't remember.
No, it's just the fact that he was possessed by you. That was the thing. And me and Chris were working out minding our own business.
Chris thought it was funny.
Well, of course you did. Because she's not getting in trouble and she doesn't have to put the coins in the bet pig. So,
that sounds of it, she's put more in there than you anyways.
No, actually, we're pretty even.
We're pretty even now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, no, it was just Darrell being psychology just... Oh, no.
I was on.
Oh. No, he was. He, like, yeah. Left and right, I was like, who are you? What is wrong with you, person? No.
But, so my idea was...
So is that like a compliment to me, then?
It is.
Oh, boy. I'm glad I'm really glad you delved in deep and decided that was a compliment, because it's the only one you're going to get.
Justin takes compliments very well.
Yep. He does. Yeah. Well, look at him. Yeah, he's a strange bear.
You know, I was going to ask you for this.
With a pinky out. Did you see that? He had a pinky out.
He's always pinky out.
Oh. Well, not the time where he got both his pinkies stuck.
He got one
finger trap.
They were out like this. So.
Yeah. Pinky out.
That's great. I'm really happy for you. I'm glad you could do double pinky and not feel bad about it.
You're running at max capacity right now, aren't
you? I'm trying really hard not to cuss right now. Really, really, because, yeah. All
right. Cool. So you're going back to Weird Al.
Yes.
I was going to ask you what your first concert experience was. Mine was Weird Al in 96 for the Bad Hair Day Tour.
With Kathy?
No, it was 1996? I didn't even know Kathy in 96.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even know me.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys till middle school.
That's right.
In like 98.
That's drug head story.
You weren't on drugs in middle school.
You haven't done drugs, so you don't know what drugs do to you. So that's just drugs.
Okay. Anyways, it was Weird Al, and he had a magician open for him. It was the greatest night of my life.
Like an actual real
magician. A magician. Like, no bands. This guy came out.
Was he a local one, or was he like...
No, he was touring with Weird Al. Yeah, and, like, I got to count the cards for him and split the deck.
Oh, so you actually volunteered?
I was way up front.
That's legit.
Because it was at Riverfront Park. Have you ever seen a concert?
Yeah.
At the Lilac Bowl in Riverfront Park?
Yes, I have.
That's where it was.
Right on.
That's awesome.
And he had Al TV in the background.
Oh,
and so in between songs, they would do set changes and costume changes.
Yeah.
So then he would go to, like, the fat suit. And do I'm Fat, and it looks like a back alley in New York. And then they would go away, and Al TV would come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a surgeon. It looked like an operating table. And then He came down into the audience and he was hitting on the mom like right next to me, and I touched his shoe.
Did he react to you touching his shoe?
No, because he was being an entertainer. And he was hitting on this lady, and she was uncomfortable so much so that I could feel it over here.
It's that heat wave or something.
Was it like that awkward thing, like when you're watching a movie and in the movie there's an awkward moment and they do it so well that you kind of like pause it or walk away because you feel awkward for them?
Or like when you're watching a movie with your mom and a sex scene comes on.
Oh, that one. All right.
That's
pretty awkward.
I'm 12.
And what's that, mommy? Oh, that's a clitoris.
This is happening. No, I was pretty aware.
I haven't told you. I asked my mom what a clitoris was.
Did you?
I was watching South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Remember they had that clitoris? Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, Mom, what is that? And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't know what it was. And she's like, well, it's a piece of skin that's above, the labia.
The lady bits.
I'm like, oh. And she's like, yeah, we're done with this conversation. I'm like, all right.
Well, cool. That sounds useless. Yeah.
I remember going to South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut with my dad.
Yeah.
I was like, please take me. And he's like, fine. And it was like myself, my dad, and I don't know, there's maybe 8 other people in there. And it was all like a parent with their quasi-teenager kids.
They're preteens.
All preteens, a couple of people who were early 20s that were there. I remember going in with my dad, and the moment that movie starts, people walked out. They had their kids and left. And I'm sitting there, my dad's like, we're going to leave. And I'm like, no, please, just don't. I don't want to be one of these kids whose dad made him leave because of this movie. Just please. And
your dad was like, fine. We were going to leave?
No, and my dad was like, fine, I'll give it a chance. And then he starts laughing, and we are dying and rolling through this movie.
And Blame Canada comes on.
That came out, we were what, 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
The oldest?
Yeah.
I'd let Kale see it at that age.
Yeah,
like, I would be okay with that.
And as a musical, I'm like, why are they singing all the time? Like, I didn't care that they're saying all these words. At this point, I had seen the show. I know what South Park is.
Yeah.
So being able to go and see it, it was like, they're not censoring it. There's no beeps.
Right.
And then when so Carmen does the Super King Kamehameha thing at the end, Dad and I were like, that was a reference we both understand. It's so terrible.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so you touched Weird Al's shoe.
Yeah, because I'm a 12-year-old fanboy, most Weird Al fans.
Did you do it like a pointer finger, or did you like put your whole hand?
Yeah, I just finger point really lightly. You might not have even noticed.
That is actually really creepy.
That's creepy, dude.
Yeah. I wouldn't understand, it's like putting like your hand on your arm or something.
Smell your finger.
It was just like that.
I poked it. Like,
that's weird.
It's a shoe.
You want me to do it to you and see how you feel?
That's my shoe.
No, you can't. I'll do it in like the middle of the show, and you just be like, "What?" Yeah.
Yeah, except I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
And he walks up because it's on the lawn. So he's right here, like literally here.
So his foot's like basically in your face.
Right next to my butt. And I just went, boop. All right. That's not crazy.
Just boop. Did you say boop?
No.
Because that would have been awesome.
That would have been fucking weird, dude. Not that I don't even care that it has 50 cents. Yeah, that would have been so weird.
$1.50.
I would have been sitting there going, out. Sorry. Just left.
Not that he would have heard me if I said boop because the show was going on.
That was so.
I saw ZZ Top at the Live Bowl once and everybody was high.
Well, yeah.
Like, oh my God. You've never smelled so much pot.
You probably got contact high from that.
I didn't feel contact high.
No?
But you
How would you know? You've never been high.
Yeah, he has.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mayhem trip.
But see, like, I that kind of reminds me of my first experience. Because my first concert was Korn.
Was Korn?
Yes.
Oh, and that one at the arena everybody was like, it was so smoky.
My mom.
That was in high school. Or junior
high. No, it was like late junior high. Like, I was in 8th grade. Okay. I had my cousin Travis take me. And, because my mom and dad were like, we're not going to this
car. We're not going to that crap.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And, so me and my friend Travis, we just go out, cousin Travis, and, we're in the middle.
That was a cheap show, too. I wanted it. It was like $12.
It was awesome.
Really?
It was way cheap.
It was right when Issues. Yeah. It came out right when Issues.
Godsmack played, too.
Yes, Godsmack, Deftones, and,
It was way cheap. It was like $12.
Oh, it was so awesome.
For 12 bucks, that's everybody who played?
Yeah, it was like awesome. 8th
grade. I would pay $12 bucks. And that whole place lit up. And I'm just like, that smells like skunk. What is this?
I remember it was awesome. Room I'm smelling.
And my grandmother used to think that we smelled like skunk all the time.
Well, kind of still skunks, does. Yeah. I mean, but
I drive by places, I'm like, I'm driving 45 miles an hour past your house. Smoke down a little bit.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Even like when I'm driving stuff, I'll be going.
Why are you driving 45 miles an hour in a residential area, though?
Because he's UPS.
No, I'm in the country all the time. Where the speeds are higher.
Yeah.
And your house is 400 yards from the street.
Just clarifying for the people on the podcast, I don't know where you drive at.
Doesn't matter. Some residents
might have been concerned.
People drive 50 miles an hour past my house.
I don't do that in my truck anymore.
Yeah.
In my car,
you got from Holy Family to Sacred Heart in 5 seconds.
Well, that kind of seems important, though. Like, here's
what happened. Kathy and I drove down together for Atticus's surgery this last time.
Okay.
But she was staying and probably needed the van there, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, darn.
I love when you say darn. That was very cute.
I texted Chris and Justin. I was like, are one of you available to come pick me up? We kind of didn't plan ahead. Justin says, okay, I'll be there in a little bit. And I specified, could you pick me up from Sacred Heart?
So he went to Deacon's.
So I was like, I'll be down in 5 minutes. He's like, all right, I'll be there. And I go downstairs. I'm waiting. And then I text Justin, do you know where the entrance to Sacred Heart is? Waiting. I'm like, Holy Family.
Boom.
But he got there in, like, no time flat.
Wow.
Because that's how Justin rolls.
Well, he knew he messed up.
No. When Justin, the only time Justin has this, like, I don't know, fast, furious, biker boys.
Does he have a
biker boys in a horrible movie? Don't even reference
him driving.
Don't even reference him.
He gets into a zone where it's like, I need to get from where to where. Done. And he's there. He's the driver. When we rob a bank, Justin is our wild card and our driver. We'll go in, we'll be set, Justin will come in, he'll come in and go, we're a wild card!
I'm not going to break though.
I know! Woo! Boom! And blow away the teller.
Ding dong!
And then he would drop the gun and it would blow like a wall. I'd go, my bad! And then he would leave. And he would park in front of the wrong bank.
But we'd still get away.
And he would go, and then once we were home, we're in our hideout, and we're throwing our money at him, and goes, but we made it.
Exactly.
That's how we would rob a bank.
One time.
And he would go, it was one time, and we would throw it and leave. We would leave him, we would leave the money, and we'd be like, it's not one time.
So that just means you guys robbed a bank for me, and you guys walked away, because I would just take
with you.
Yo, boy, boy.
Oh, I got the hiccups. Oh, look at you.
That's so...
You know stuff's funny when Jarrell gets the hiccups.
He wants to cuss so bad.
It's so bad that you can't cuss. And you can't cuss.
Yeah, really, I only do this around you guys because they get so happy.
You're around what?
You're around what?
You guys.
Your hat sideways. He's listening.
You're all MC Jello'd out.
I'm not yellow. Oh, man. It's going to take me a while to get rid of these.
should we take a break until they're gone or what?
No.
All right, you can take it, right?
That was fun.
But before you guys do your stories.
You could take it, right?
Damn it.
That was two. We said one.
And the keyword.
Oh, that's a dollar, son. You are getting your butt backfired. That's great.
It's all right. Before you guys tell your story, we have gotten a few emails.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
To Romania?
People are way into this live read of the Flamin' Joe's ad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, guys, you know what the best part of your show is? The Flamin' Joe's ad. I say, oh, wait.
That's not right.
Wait.
The food one?
Yeah, the Flamin' Joe's food ad. I go, no, the people want the podcast. And they're like, no.
Flamin' Joe's. So our sponsor of this episode is Flamin' Joe's.
Alright.
Yeah.
Which we now have 22 different types of beer on tap.
Come closer.
Boom.
20. We actually have 20 flipping out? Taps.
Okay.
So, because 22, we don't have two on the end yet.
No, that's... So we have 20, and then we're getting Guinness and Irish Stout. Yeah.
Sweet.
He wanted me to put the 22, because we're getting Guinness this week. We're getting the Nitro on, and we will have Guinness!
Boom.
And the Death.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. See, I'm not a big fan of the Guinness, but Irish Death.
Neither was
dude.
Hitler, so, you know, that's the thing.
Oh, got
that's,
a point.
That's great.
I was really trying. I was trying to get you to focus on that one.
Failed.
26 flavor wings?
Yeah, 26 flavors.
26 flavors,
yeah.
Flavors of wings?
I mean, you could always go to Buffalo Wild Wings, but why disappoint yourself?
Yeah.
Just come to Flamin' Joe's.
Meatier, yeah. Cheaper, just better.
And it's flavors. Local.
And the staff
and
is
it's
amazing.
Local, it's not
we're
a food
awesome.
Chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a whole national
well,
chain, we're local.
Some of the staff is pretty amazing. And
the kitchen
okay.
Staff is pretty amazing.
Some.
And
just
we
pray
have
to
regulars
God get one.
Who are glorious. Our regulars will entertain you if we can.
That is for sure.
Ask for Clint.
Yeah,
or Bill.
He's there more than most of us.
He was supposed to be here today, but no, he wanted to drink beer.
I was literally texting with him right before we came down here, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll be there."
Nope.
Is he here yet?
Football and beer at nope. Joe's.
Yeah, why not?
Is he a Vikings fan? Is
no,
that
no, he's a Hawks fan. He's bigger Hawks.
He's a football
than
fan.
Like he has
bigger,
like
really,
Steve Largent yeah. Like jerseys.
Oh,
like he's
does
tattoo.
He have it signed by Steve Largent?
No.
We'll see that.
And. His truck is covered in Hawks gear, like just everywhere.
Wait, what kind of truck does he have?
A red Dodge Ram. Yeah.
It's like supposed to be.
Blue. It's got a hawk on the back.
He's a contractor.
On the back window, he's got a hawk on the back.
He's
a hawk
cool.
Stickers.
The license plate holder, a couple hawk stickers.
Cool.
But he was the masonry contractor for the gym they built on the school right across the street.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he parked there at my right. Across the street from my house.
Yeah.
Every morning. Oh. And every morning I would text him, get that ugly chicken out. Stop it from staring at my house.
Uh-huh.
And then he would send me bad words that I'm already in debt a dollar for. and that was every morning for like 3 months.
Yeah.
That's good times.
Really cool guy.
Yeah, Clint's a good dude.
Yeah, I had breakfast with him this morning.
Yeah.
What'd you guys have for breakfast?
I had the garbage omelet.
Three, maybe four
Ooh.
Bloody Marys.
Yeah. And three Bloody Marys. Actually, there are Caesar Bloody Marys, but yeah.
Did you stow?
Historical joke.
One of my favorite pictures is a knife in the back of a Caesar salad bottle. And it just speaks volumes.
It is, and you look at that and you're like, oh god, sometimes it's good to
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And you want to thank the public school system and you're like, thank you, History Channel, before you went weird.
Right?
Before you got weird with your swamp
year?
People.
Did they come to town when your concert was?
He said it was like in 8th grade.
Was it 8th grade?
Okay. Yeah, so like 99, 2000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right before 2001.
We were going to skip out and like leave early out for Gore at Mayhem, or not. Or corn and mayhem.
Okay.
Because we're like, none of us like,
I don't really care about gore.
Corn.
Almost.
Wow, we need to like stop that tape. I don't really care about gore.
Yeah, that was important. I said gah.
No, you said gore.
I said gore.
You don't have the hiccups, you said gore.
When I went to curse, I said gah. Oh no. I said gore.
I do like how you said it, oh no, like you slipped up saying something to Kathy and you're like,
my
oh,
bad.
No.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
But yeah, once like they started playing, it was
amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like they had giant like oil rigs playing like in the back.
Yeah, that was
cool.
That was weird.
That was kind of didn't have.
What was your first concert, Justin?
Yeah.
He's up next.
Well, I've been trying to think of what his first concert was, and I.
Do you want
to
take a guess first?
Yeah.
Cheap Trick.
5 foot thick.
Parliament Funk.
That's my second one.
Second one.
Lamb of God.
No, I know Justin's first concert.
Yeah.
Metallica and Godsmack at the arena.
Oh, that is so generic.
Metallica and Godsmack, yep.
Their last time they were here, as like when Godsmack was opening for people.
Yeah.
That was like their last.
Have you heard Godsmack now? Like,
oh.
The guy does not care about nothing. He's just
really?
Like, when he's like, he's just like nonchalant.
1,000 horsepower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude.
He's like losing his voice. Like, it's going.
Well, when you've been doing your boss.
It's like 3 inches
accent,
of blood, like how they have changed singers.
For
like
15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, try that, it's going to throw you
around.
The one time I saw Korn live, there's nothing like watching a guitar or a rock
God.
Yeah.
Take a hit off an oxygen container in their first song.
He like, was not on oxygen.
He was.
No, he was.
Justin
on not on our show.
No,
not
I didn't
our
go to
show.
That show.
But
the show that
a long time
to
ago,
with,
yeah, he was.
When I was still with Angelo. We
the
went
the
to
Seven Death one?
Rock Hard in the Park?
Rock, not Rock Hard in
no,
the Park.
No,
they
went down to White Yakima, didn't you?
Yeah. And they had, it was them in this moment and Disturbed.
Yeah.
And when Jonathan came out, he's like halfway in the first song, he has to take a step back and he's using oxygen. Like every time there's a break on the song, he's taking a hit off oxygen. And it was really sad to see this guy who's like, I eat metal babies, not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. I'm right here.
But yeah, it was Metallica and Godsmack.
Man, what year was that?
2002? 2003?
I got you guys like all beat on the year, man.
Well,
like,
you did go to Weird Al.
Well, like, I travel a lot, so I didn't have time to go. I wasn't really into music. I listened to radio stuff back in the day.
Macarena. So,
Macarena. Or West Side Connection. You know, the classic hits.
What do I always think of Dr. Evil when I do the Macarena? Seriously.
We used to call up the Zoo all the time and be like, and during the request show, can you play the Macarena? Get on it. And then
it's like most hated.
And then like 15 seconds later we call again. Macarena, please. Click. And we just make rounds between like four or five of us. Hey, could we listen to the Macarena? No. They weren't happy with it.
The very first, like when we finally moved up to Spokane for good, I called up 93 Zoo FM and I was like, can you play Dr. Dre, Keep My Head Ringing?
Ding,
and,
ding,
yeah.
Ding.
And they're like, we never heard that song. I don't think we actually have that on the here.
Ding, ding,
because they don't
ding,
play
ding,
like, rap music.
Okay.
Like, you know.
It was the
Zoo.
He
was coming back from Houston.
So, like, the radio play, like, was just completely different.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. So, they, like, I was more in, like, Bone Thugs, West Side Connection, Tupac, and Dr. Dre, and all that.
You
They play Memory.
I love your reaction to that. Gangsta.
They played a boatload of Tupac when he died. Like,
I remember sixth grade was, like, pure Tupac for me.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And then Biggie died, and then we heard him for another year.
Yeah.
I do love it when you call me Big Pop.
Oh.
But Eazy-E never got his chance when he died.
Well, because he wasn't really that good.
He got a point.
Like,
he got a movie made about him. Well, Biggie had one, too.
I used to love talking to Andy about Eazy-E. Because
you have your phone on.
I do.
Well,
I'm not against yelling at people about it. But.
Tupac actually never... He doesn't have a movie about him.
I think they're making one, honestly.
They could probably make
I mean, they're
doing
that Straight Outta Compton one, which is going to be Dr. Dre. What did you do?
The Kung Fu Action.
Did you?
That was from my lovely wife.
Oh, mm-hmm. What's she saying?
She belongs to these, like, all these scrapbook groups.
Oh, no.
And one of them is just really mean to, like, all these chicks are just bad people.
And scrapbooking?
Yeah, like, they're awful people.
And they scrapbook.
Yeah,
evil,
yeah.
Suburbianine.
And I,
witches,
so...
Witch is not a bad word.
It's not. It's not. Witch is not a bad word. Very good.
It's better than that B1, but I want to say.
Yes, you
and,
do.
And so she was telling me, and she showed me a video that one of them made.
Okay.
I was like, who do these craft C words think they are? And she... busted out laughing, and then she told Tabby about it.
Yeah?
And Tabby made a hat... So it was like, hashtag craftsy words.
That's awesome. That is legit.
And I was like, I'm going to go in and just
is that
start.
Trending?
Probably not. But, so Tabby sent her a message. Tell Jello I just pimped them out to the crafty C words. And she took a picture.
You almost said it. You
I know,
he's
so
it.
Close to saying this. It's ridiculous.
Oh, she was pimping us out. Like, why do we hang out?
Ah. Okay.
To the craft C words.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let them have all of us, because we're hard to swallow. All
right.
Say it out loud after this is done. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Make you happy.
It probably will. Yeah.
So, since we have our first concert, what's your favorite concert that you've been to?
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
tough. Away,
Chris had to go upstairs with his little one because he was losing his mind.
Yeah, that's all right. That's what 2 years do, man.
I think Chris's was like Bone Thugs or something.
No, it wasn't Bone Thugs.
It wasn't Bone Thugs?
Yeah, I don't
Bone Thugs, like, when they come here, they play six shows, and then they come back 3 months later and go, We'd still like more of your money. And play three more shows.
It was a rock show, though. It was a rock show.
Kind of like Tech N9ne does. Tech N9ne,
yeah, Tech N9ne comes twice a year.
He comes way more sometimes.
Back when, like, Every Ready and stuff like that came out, like, he came
with which is his best times. Album.
Yeah. I would disagree with that. Every Ready is good, but I would disagree as his best.
I love, what's his best album?
It'd be, for me, it's a tie between KOD and 6 and 7.
KOD's good,
six
but
and
it's
seven.
They both hold, like, a special spot for me, so.
But we were listening to Ever Ready the other day, and you know all the, like, the verbal cues or the dances, like, then drinking.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Kathy, like, I miss when you guys were just hanging out, dancing.
Because we'd get drunk and do that.
Or, like, the beast when it's like,
all the time. All
you have
the
to
time.
Pause and brace.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, so, just the middle of the song, we'd be at the Spag.
Working.
Knee-deep in tickets.
Super busy.
And then you'd hear five guys all the way down the kitchen.
Even Steve. Steve, who totally is not, he listens to Bob and Country. Love that
and
song.
Will Smith.
Oh, and Will
and
Smith.
And Will Smith, that's his version of
rap. That's as gangster as he gets, but he loved that song.
Honky Tonk, the Donkey Donk was his favorite song ever.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh.
And so we were talking about it the other day. She's like, I miss hanging out with everybody while this album's just playing in the background and you guys are all dancing. And then stomping just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Chris, what was your first concert?
Sent you down here. Baby time.
Oh, come on.
Well, what was your first concert? And then you can go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
Zombie. See,
he's right here.
Oh, that White Zombie show, right?
Ricky and...
Was that White Zombie at the time, or was
it was still Rob. It was right after... Right? It was right after American Made Music to Strip By.
Okay. All right, go take care of your kid. Bye, Jimmy.
That's like one show I want to go to is Rob
Zombie. Oh, my God.
You haven't seen Zombie?
I have not seen Zombie.
Oh, he was great. We saw him with Joey Jordison playing on the drums.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Murder Dolls, or was it...
No, it was Zombie. He was filling in the
year. Oh, he was filling? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool.
That's
sick.
That was dope.
No kidding.
We had a lot of money to see.
Where was that? Where was that at?
That was a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a really good bill that year.
Right, that was a Korn concert, too.
Yeah.
We saw Korn, Zombie, Disturbed wasn't there that time.
No.
Five Finger Death Punch, and then there was Lamb of God opening.
And then in the parking lot, it was like Chimera... And three
Airborne,
Hatebreed,
Hatebreed, yeah.
In this moment,
yeah, that's when you didn't circle pit with me.
who else? Shadows Fall.
Ooh,
yeah, it was.
I think Testament
show.
Was there too.
And Brian Ferris got his like 90 pounds of dreads on.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Have you ever seen him?
Yeah. Well, I've seen him in pictures.
You've seen pictures, and he's got... They go down to the ground.
Just down.
And then halfway back up, and he's got them tied up like that. That just seems like a major inconvenience and an early death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Get a caught on wood chipper or something?
I'm sure he's not doing a lot of wood chipping, dude.
He might own some land or something.
All right, so what was your question, man?
Oh, your favorite concert that you've been to.
Favorite concert?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, all around, not because they're the...
It was
like
just because
favorite,
I just had, like, a really good
best
time
experience,
there.
Yeah.
It was Rock Out in the Park. It was...
That one at the arena?
No, it was at the... It was Greyhound.
Okay.
The Seven Dust? Was that
Yeah,
Seven
it was
Dust?
Seven Dust. It had
Breaking
events.
Benjamin?
It had Breaking Benjamin. Sevenfold. What's that girl band?
Hellstorm?
Yes.
Yeah.
When she came out, she just had that.
Hellstorm
like,
is really good.
Holy
we saw them
crap.
Signed
them
up for
before
China.
They were big. Yeah,
they're so good.
That's,
and she was walking around the balcony of where we were just selling CDs.
Well,
and
see,
stuff.
I only saw a little bit of them because I got sick.
Justin was he wanted to see Shinedown.
Shinedown's like
so bad.
So
Shinedown is amazing.
We went to they bought me a ticket. That we went to the restaurant early so that
we
could
get in
early, right?
Yeah.
Justin was way
I
sick
got
the
food
entire time.
Like at, during the meal, right?
He went home.
Like, I left the concert.
Threw up
like,
forever.
Oh, no.
We're texting him the whole time, like, dude, they're coming on. And
I went home, threw up, and then came back. And
looked
I'm
like hell.
Like, I had, like,
but you still saw him, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
we still think he missed a little bit of Shinedown.
Yeah. That's alright. It was like maybe like a song or two in or something. Yeah.
That's so.
But that was the same time we saw the fight upstairs where the guy was throwing like chairs at like some other guy.
No.
Yeah, that was the same one.
No.
Then what concert was that one?
I don't know. It wasn't there.
That was the same concert.
I don't go up to the balcony because I'm not.
We were upstairs
in the balcony. We went for that show, but yeah. I don't go up to the balcony. We only went to the balcony because Chris is like, I break out bruises. And
yeah,
I
Chris doesn't ever go to the pit.
Ever?
So when he goes to Guar this year.
A pansy, but, I tried to at least go a little
bit. But when he goes Guar's to concerts so without soon. Us, he's like, I was in the pit the whole time. I was real mad about it. Hi.
Got bad.
Is Chris the babysitter now?
No, they headed out.
Okay. Okay. Jimmy's having bad.
Just bawling every time Chris gets like away from him.
So it's just our kids upstairs.
Yeah.
Nice. Used to being left alone forever. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What was your first concert experience?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
That must have been a really crappy concert
with me, was it? I didn't think so.
Good Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
I forgot that even existed.
You went at the arena, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I mean, as far as...
Wait, was it with Linkin Park, too? Or was that...
You probably remember that, because James was way into Linkin Park.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
It was forever ago.
I don't know.
I got my good Charlotte sweatshirt.
I know you do.
It was at the arena.
That. 12 years ago.
Yeah. Every time I take Kathy to a concert, she has to buy, like, a sweatshirt or something.
That's cool.
I grew up poor... I mean, she did too, but we never got anything. It's just like,
be glad you came.
I'd save my money up, like, every time and get something.
Yeah. Gerald would buy video games or candy.
No, I didn't get to buy video games or candy. Well, we went to the store and bought, like...
Didn't you buy Diablo?
I had a job forever, though.
No, we got it for, like, Christmas one year.
Well, see, that just means your turn.
Well, I guess so, yeah. That makes sense.
What was your favorite concert? I'm having a hard time
deciding. I kind of want to say Seven Dust. Like,
was it Rock Hard or was it?
No, it was at the Naming Factory.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just. I don't know.
Wait, did they play with Avenged Sevenfold too?
No. I saw them separately. They played like a couple months later.
Oh.
The Seven Dust. That was really good. But. Maybe
next time we should really plan out what we're going to talk about in the next podcast.
Let's plan.
He's like.
Well, like I am.
We lost our mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, and Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is gone.
So you go to a lot of concerts trying to pick one. It's like.
That's like true. I've seen.
Yeah,
so
but
many.
He's the one that came up with this question.
Yeah. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Like favorite concert?
Yeah, because we did first concert.
No.
That was my deal. That's a positive
first concert,
answer.
Yeah. You.
And it tied in with my birthday present this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which I came up with that before, and then it just worked out.
Well, see, I didn't think
so
of this ahead of time. I just thought
concert?
Of it because we had nothing else to talk
he
about.
He was favorite
oh,
concert.
Oh, favorite concert. Okay. Justo's favorite concert. I don't know. Seeing Static is probably my favorite concert.
Static.
Oh, yeah. No, when I went to go see my
friend. Because you and I saw Static X a bunch. A
couple times, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't it, there was Static X, Mudvayne, and Black Label Society?
Don't play the drums, please. No.
Black Label
puts
on such a good show.
I hate Black Label. You know
so
what they do?
Good.
They go, bree, bree. That's all they do.
Jack.
I don't get
so
it.
So good.
No.
Hey,
Zach
Wilde.
Jack.
Is
amazing.
Jack. No,
it see,
is not.
That's
I don't know, I'm still like,
right
like torn between Seven Dust and Mastodon. Just because I love Mastodon so much, and
you can play your
I have only seen them once.
You only saw them that one time?
Yeah.
Carter and I were talking about that concert last night. It was Valiant Thor, Baroness, and Mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mastodon played all of Crack the Sky,
and
then like 2-3 songs from every other record. So good.
Where was that at?
That was at the Knitting Factory. And Justin and I went upstairs and had this
copper
beer. And it tasted like pennies.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that was such a good show.
And we watched Valiant Thor.
But see, Megadeth ranks right up there. Megadeth, Testament, and God, what's the third band in that lineup?
You saw Megadeth. Oh yeah, you went to Megadeth out in Seattle.
Yeah.
I love that. You guys all stop talking.
Oh, Slayer. Wow. Slayer.
Jack, you are a giant distraction, bud. Can you go back upstairs and check on your brother?
Go check on your brother.
Little monkey.
No?
No.
Go find Marshall and Rubble. They're upstairs.
I don't know. That Mastodon concert was really good.
That was really good.
I saw Lamb of God, Trivium.
No, Macklemore. The very first Macklemore concert I saw.
Lamb of God, before Trivium.
Before the heist, actually, it was the week the heist was coming out.
Yeah.
It was we were the second stop in his tour. Because, he's from Seattle, and then Ryan Lewis is from Spokane. So, we got everything. It was a live band. No, Pretty Lights. Fuck. Pretty Lights. God.
There you go.
Boom. Yeah. F word.
Okay, it's worth it. Pretty Lights, hands down.
Uh-huh, sure.
Robert's the...
I'm banking, man. That pig is getting full. Oh.
Yeah. I owe a dollar.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't
Pretty Lights is...
Wait, am I the only one who hasn't said a cuss word yet?
Yeah, I know.
That's your...
Boom. Shaking it off.
Shake it, shake it.
He's buying his second cuss word.
No, that's for mine. I'm paying.
Yeah, I know, but you only did one.
No.
Oh, okay.
I did two.
Okay.
We classified my first
No,
one.
Remember the it was the A word.
Yeah.
So we all had to rethink about that one.
Thanks for sending me a message about the crafty C words.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
You can say it. You're not part of this. Unless you want to be.
Yeah.
We're on podcast. I can't.
Sure you can.
No, I'm on cast. I can't.
All right.
It's your
anybody,
rules.
Anybody on cast? That was
it's Jarrell's rules. It's was director's
I?
Rules.
Yeah. I suck.
You do suck.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done very that. Well, though. You're just a boy.
Shut up. Amazing.
At least your hiccups are gone now.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they left when I started that live read business. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
That Weird Al concert was really good.
Yeah, and you touched his shoe.
I touched his shoe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I had drinks with the bassist from Bullet from a Valentine.
Oh, how was that?
Didn't know it was him until, he's like, I gotta go. I'm like, we'll buy you another drink. Because it was cool to talk to me and Eric. And he's like, well, we're gonna go play. I'm like, oh, okay. And he just, walks away, and then comes on stage.
Well, I had a beer with the drummer of Adele. That was pretty cool.
Dude, Adele, she has good voice.
I hung out with the chicks from
Hellbells.
Hellbells.
I played with Hellbells.
Yeah, he played with Hellbells, but I got to hang out with
all the chicks. Yeah, you did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the Knitting Factory, my dream thing.
Sold out.
Uh-huh, thanks, bro. Oh. Yeah.
Those girls crowd.
Yeah,
they were really
fudge
nice.
Off. Fudge off.
No, I was telling somebody about this, but we were backstage, and we got there way before so we could do our sound check and stuff, and Carter and G-Money were in back with me. I think I was telling you about this.
I think you did.
Carter and G-Money were in back with us, and they would go out and check on the crowd every now and then, and the crowd would lose their mind and start cheering like the concert
every
was going to start.
Go out.
And so they gathered onto this. And then they would walk out, stick their arms up, and people would be cheering, and then they'd go back. Like they were ever going to be on stage.
Yeah.
They were just going out and fame.
They're 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fame lady of the nightingale.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's legit.
That was a good show.
What my favorite show was. I saw Def Leppard with Kathy.
Sticks.
Yeah, and I've seen Styx twice.
Yep, we've seen Styx twice.
I saw Hootie sing Purple Rain.
Yep.
Purple Rain.
That was my only country concert.
I like you singing country. That's actually really funny.
That wasn't Purple Rain's not even a country show, man.
But you make it country.
But it was Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish. And every time I call him that, Kathy goes,
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Which I would make Lacey so mad.
Yes. I don't care anymore. I've kind of just.
I saw Hootie 6 months ago. His name is Darius Rucker, bro. He was in a sweet band called Hootie and the Blowfish, and he played Hootie and the Blowfish songs.
He did.
So he's Hootie.
He's forever Hootie.
Yeah, forever Hootie.
Yeah.
Yep. Hashtag like the, forever. Like here. Big Easy is going to be called Big Easy.
It's always a Big Easy to me.
It's a Big Easy, yeah.
Not the Knitting Factory.
I saw
Knitting Factory is, yeah, we have to reference it now.
Maybe my but favorite
it's
concert.
It's the modern times, right? In quotations.
Does it have to be a music concert?
No.
Because I saw George Carlin at the Knitting, or not at the Knitting Factory.
I am so jealous.
The Opera House.
At the Opera House.
Oh my God.
Right before we graduated high school.
Brian Posehn's coming.
I know Brian Posehn's coming.
Two so like there's too many comedians I wanted to see so bad, but they passed away. It was George Carlin and Robin Williams. I wanted to see him so
right?
bad.
But, I want to see Williams. So
George Carlin was amazing. He's like, God. I'm working on an HBO special, and he just read off a piece of paper for a half hour,
yep.
right? But every word was like on point, and you're like, this dude's just mastered this craft.
No kidding.
I saw Louis Black the night we.
I remember.
Senior All Nighter.
Yeah, Senior All Nighter. I remember that shirt. I was jealous too.
That was pretty great.
Yeah.
We were going to see Ray Charles, but he got sick and canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that yet. I've seen Titus twice.
Yeah, you've seen Titus.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a famous comedian
stand up. I don't think I have either.
I want to see Kevin Hart, though.
Kevin Hart, it's like, he's a phase, I really think. Yeah. I mean,
not
he's
like,
funny
not
now.
Not like Dane Cook or something. I think he's way funnier than that. So. Dane Cook is a phase.
People all have that super finger tattoo now.
Oh, God.
I think Chris was going to get a super finger. He'll deny it up and down now.
But he's totally going to do it.
Speaking of which, we have this golden opportunity where Chris is gone.
The thing is, Jimmy, you can't do that. Like, I know how you guys can make fun of me when I'm gone, and I don't have children.
Oh, no, there's no boundaries to this.
We'll make fun of Chris. All right,
okay, you heard it from Justin's mouth. There's no boundaries, so go ahead, Justin. Be attacked by Chris. I don't care.
Chris, attack me.
By Chris isn't a big deal.
I don't want it to happen.
It's empty threats because he doesn't want retaliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are you calling him a puss, then?
No.
Okay.
Puss like tendencies.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't want his movies.
Puss like tendencies.
He doesn't want his movies wrapped up like last time, or woken up like an air horn. So.
Yeah.
We used to wake him up every couple weeks. I think we taught.
Well, I mean, I remember I woke you up to a bass.
That
was cool.
We got.
Chris doesn't like antics like done to him. Like very moody.
Are you saying he's a woman? With the meanness and the PMS.
One time.
Does Chris have PMS?
We got the keys to his apartment from his girlfriend.
Okay.
We went into said apartment and wrapped every one of his movies in saran wrap in like 10 movie bricks.
That's amazing.
And then we stacked it up in a pyramid like on Super Troopers when they had all that pot.
Yeah.
You all right, bud?
Okay.
We stacked it up at Super Troopers like when they had all that pot, and then we took pictures like
in the middle of his living room.
You got a gun? Give me a gun. Farmer, give him a gun. Strap it on.
He was so mad.
He's still mad at us for
like,
that.
Like he didn't touch it for like a week straight.
Mm-mm. Really?
Just sat there.
He's still mad about it? That's actually really funny.
He's,
I would actually be like, thank you guys for making
very,
that
like,
happen.
He's anal retentive about his movie collection. Oh, yeah. Like, they have to be in order to,
this
everything.
Drives him crazy.
So, when I went over to his house to watch WrestleMania, he was working, and then he gave me his house keys.
Wait, you guys watch WrestleMania?
Yes.
When WrestleMania is this?
This year's.
The last one.
Wow. All right, go on.
He's upset because he wasn't invited.
Proceed.
I don't think we were even doing this at this time.
No.
We
were.
No?
Yeah.
Well, isn't WrestleMania like in March?
February?
Oh, it's February? I thought it was in March.
Maybe March. March Madness? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we just gotta think, it's 19 weeks back.
We watched WrestleMania.
Wait, you apologize? Yeah. Oh, you apologize? Took for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
We do that in like Royal Rumble too, so like.
Okay. Yeah. We. Wow.
All the time.
All time.
What?
Chris likes everything that Kathy has. It's great.
I have a secret best friend. I haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
You meet her at Weird Al.
I know. Probably. Probably about the time I finally get to meet her.
Yeah. But, okay, so you apologize, so I appreciate that.
What I apologize about?
Okay, but that never happened.
All right. Lost that one.
No, no, but WrestleMania, yeah. Look at you trying to milk stuff. Doesn't always work out. You gotta learn your boundaries, boy. Such an amateur.
Yeah, right?
You'll get there one day.
Thanks, boy. Don't worry about it. Thanks. Oh, I would rather you touch my shoe. All right? Yeah.
But he was working, and then I got his house key to go get food and start prepping so we can, you know, cook while we're, you know.
Which is an amazing amount of trust on Chris's part.
Yeah, yeah, it was, yeah. But then he showed up like 5 minutes after I did because he didn't trust me. the first 5 minutes, I literally took one DVD out, put it into another DVD, and switched it around.
Oh, see, I bet that made him nuts.
And I told him like a week later, I'm like, did you find that movie yet? That I switched out.
Justin, that's almost too mean. Like, putting movies in saran wrap bricks.
But they were not right next to each other.
But switching the cases, that's mean.
It's like one and two. It's like Lethal Weapon 3 and Lethal Weapon 2. On this side so it's of not line, like a bad thing.
On this side of the line, we ain't gay. Like,
yeah, it was Lethal Weapon 2 and 3, so it's not a...
Yeah, how often does he watch Lethal Weapon?
Exactly. Probably like once or twice a year.
Every time he comes down here, he moves Lion King 1.5 back in between 1 and 2, even though it came out after 2.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy, so I just move back.
That's funny.
Oh, we're at an hour, and we've obviously lost our mouthpiece.
Yeah. Bye, Chris.
Christopher.
Thanks, Chris, for your, you know, support here.
Thanks for abandoning us.
Yeah. We had to, like, you know, struggle on our own here.
Chris, I'm shaking my head in your misery.
We right need now. You, Chris.
Yeah.
I know, like, you have family, and that's important.
That was really funny. That was... you should have saw that, Chris. That was really funny. You did a movement.
He's not going to listen to this.
Yeah, he is.
He stopped listening to us.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped listening to us.
Yeah, every Monday. That's what I do at work. Turn it up, listen to customers.
Right after Hollywood Babylon.
Hang out.
Yeah, right on. I like that priority. We're second to Babylon. I like it.
Oh, Babylon's pretty great.
It is awesome. It's legit.
I guess I should put that one on mine. Yeah. Something else to listen to.
Okay. Well...
So, with that...
Yeah?
Car.
He's car.
Say car.
Say car.
Car.
Got it.
I said car.
Okay, yeah, she said car.
Can you do it again? Right there? Yeah. Say car. Good job. Yeah. Candies.
You get candy for being good. And you drop it on the
floor. On a second roll.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's. With two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.